Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Two white Minneapolis police officers who shot and killed an unarmed black man in November will not face federal criminal charges. U.S. Attorney for Minnesota Andrew Luger says evidence does not support a key prosecution claim aimed at showing the officers intended to deny Jamar Clark his constitutional rights.
We determined that we could not pursue this case based on a prosecution theory that Mr. Clark was handcuffed at the time that he was shot. And in fact, we reached the conclusion based on all of the evidence that we reviewed that the evidence suggested that Mr. Clark was not, in fact, handcuffed when he was shot.
The two officers are working at desk jobs waiting for the results of an internal police investigation. A former police officer in Florida was arrested today after a grand jury indicted him for using unjustified force. Newman Raja fatally shot Corey Jones, a 31-year-old black man who was waiting with his broken-down SUV for a tow truck. Raja is charged with manslaughter by culpable negligence and attempted first-degree murder. Los Angeles police say two men are dead in a murder-suicide on the campus of UCLA. NPR's Kirk Ziegler reports the university was locked down for about 2 hours before police gave the all clear.
Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck says the apparent murder-suicide took place in a small office in an engineering building on the UCLA campus.
Many, many questions are unanswered at this point, but I think the important thing for people to take away from this is that the campus is now safe.
The initial reports of a shooting on this campus in the heart of West Los Angeles triggered a massive local and federal law enforcement response. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Culver City, California.
At least four automakers are still equipping some new vehicles with the same defective Takata airbags that have led to massive recalls. The devices can explode with too much force after being exposed to heat and humidity for extended periods. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports Fiat Chrysler, Mitsubishi, Toyota, and Volkswagen are named.
All the car companies are legally allowed to sell new vehicles with defective parts, but they must be recalled by 2018. Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat from Florida, says the Takata airbag recall is so big and bad because the initial problem wasn't addressed soon enough. Nelson says car makers should be responsible for fixing and informing the public about defects.
And if they don't, there ought to be severe consequences, like going to jail.
Nelson says car makers should be required to inform consumers about defective parts before new vehicles are purchased. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 2 points. The Nasdaq was up 4, the S&P up 2. This is NPR. Egyptian and French investigators say signals have been detected from one of the so-called black boxes from the Egypt Air flight that plunged into the Mediterranean last month. They say a French naval ship picked up pings emitted by one of the data recorders. Robots will be deployed to retrieve the device. At all U.S. ports of entry, the federal government is ordering the seizure of stevia imported from China by a Malaysia-based company. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the sweetener products are suspected of being made by forced labor.
Customs said it received information indicating stevia extracts and Pure Circle products are manufactured using convict labor, making its importation a violation of U.S. law. Stevia is commonly used by major soft drink makers and is increasingly popular as a natural, low-calorie sweetener. The agency says companies need to understand their suppliers and ensure that convict or child labor is not used in its production. Pure Circle did not respond to requests for comment. The company will have 3 months to demonstrate that forced labor was not used in production. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Switzerland celebrated an engineering feat today, inaugurating the world's longest rail tunnel. The Gotthard Tunnel runs under the Swiss Alps for 35 miles, linking northern and southern Europe. It's due to open for commercial service in December, and Swiss officials say it'll revolutionize cargo transport, replacing 1 million trucks that haul freight across the region each year. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.